impossible.
The Senate fails in an effort to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. How much does this hurt Democrats as we get closer to those midterm elections? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We're going to zig and zag all over the place. If you've heard us before, then you know what it's like. If you haven't, welcome on board. You have a chance to throw in your two cents whenever you want to. We don't block you out. Left, right, or somewhere in between. It's wide open space, my friends. 800-259-5791. I'm going to say the digits again right at the top before we dive deep into it. 800-259-5791. Coming up on this hour, besides talking about DADT and how it went down, the first casualty of the economic team leaves the White House at the end of the year. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Can you guess which one is the first to go? I would have preferred Tim Geithner to already be pink-slipped. So there's your big hint. I'll tell you who and why it happened. Plus, a new poll. Oh, we love polls on this show. Says that Americans want the deficit cut. They don't care about the tough economy. I mean, they care about the tough economy, but they want the deficit cut no matter what, period, end of story. And what's going on? New U.S. home construction actually surged in August because the numbers are out. And we've had several construction people on. Throughout the summer, we actually had a couple of different home builders and mortgage folks on to talk about that. So what did we learn then? A lot of them thought that things would swing around. They were looking at the price of lumber and what does it mean? Is it still based on where you live, location, location, location? Because in Cali, it's still tough. In Florida, it's still tough. If you have any extra cash, it's easy to get a good place in Florida if the people that have been forced out haven't trashed it anyway. So that's what we do here on ATN, and we're going to jump right back to the first thing that left my lips, and that's the fact that the Senate did not pass, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Senate Republicans put the big fat block on the legislation that would have repealed the law banning gays from serving openly in the military. Flat out, here's a wide open question, fair or foul? Do you think this was a smart move or stupid? 800-259-5791. That's the third time I gave you the digits. Or americatonight.net. All right, so here's what happened in the words of Jake Reed talking about what happened with the Republicans. Here's his take.
They don't want to stand up and take tough votes after thorough, thoughtful debate.
Yep, there you go. Tough votes. All right, here's how the vote went down. Here's the thing. This is a 17-year-old law. This goes back to the Clinton administration. And remember, this was one of the things that Obama
right now,
ran on.
Right now, we have NATO units operating in Afghanistan who have a different approach altogether. They allow gay men and women to serve openly.
All right, so see, the deal is there, and what he was saying is talking about other countries, they allow women to serve openly, so why, what's the scoop on what's happening here? They do it differently. So the Democrats included the repeal provision in a defense bill, the $726 billion defense bill, which would give a pay raise for the troops among some of the other things that would happen for them. It was a big fat deal that was brokered with the White House, and it would have overturned that 93 law that I was just mentioning that bans openly gay service only after a Pentagon review and certification from the president that lifting the ban wouldn't hurt troop morale. But now it's all about these surveys, because there is a survey that's still out there that Robert Gates, Secretary of Defense, wanted done among the people serving, how they felt about it. That makes sense to me. It's easy to ask gay people, Main Street America, heterosexuals, whatever. It's easy to ask Americans who haven't served in the military and don't serve in the military what they think. But what about the people who are wearing the uniform? So that's why the survey. Remember, earlier this month, a federal judge in L.A. declared the ban an unconstitutional violation of due process and, oh, yeah, baby, free speech rights of gays and lesbians. The decision was the third federal court ruling since July, follow me, to assert that statutory limits on the rights of gays and lesbians were unconstitutional. But the bottom line is, the votes weren't there, and a lot of people in the military think that don't ask, don't tell actually protects people who are gay. It protects them from what could be a hostile environment if it was just so out there. Even though, let's face it, if you're in tight quarters, you're in what they call coffins on boats, that's what they call the barracks, or you're anywhere on some base, the space is at a premium. Everybody's on top of each other. And how can you not know certain things or suspect certain things? And naturally, there is a lot of that. But we've had people on who have said, what you don't understand when you haven't served is you have to have order. You have to have certain things that happen. And somebody being openly gay could be a huge and unnecessary risk. It is a surprise that it didn't go through because, like I said, this was one of the main promises of the president that don't ask, don't tell would happen, that it was like almost a done deal. So is it about military culture different from the American populace? Is that's what fueled part of the argument? And I would say, yes, that's what definitely fueled part of it. And also the fact that it was thrown in at the last second, part of this defense bill, which now, unfortunately, hurts the soldiers because what about their pay bump? So I don't think it has to do with, because the other argument is, if somebody's gay, a male or female, and they serve, do they serve any less than a heterosexual serves? And even on this show, I don't know that we've had anyone who's called and said that, but that it's more about the whole military culture. You might disagree with that argument, and you might look at it from a different point of view, that it's ridiculous. You heard the senator say there, look, in other cultures already with NATO, it's happening, baby. It's already happening, and it's not a problem. So why aren't we doing it in our culture? Why aren't we doing it in the U.S. U.S. My take is, don't ask, don't tell, I think actually protects a lot of people who serve, even if everybody knows. Even if everybody in the barracks knows, hey, he's got a boyfriend at home or whatever, she's got a girlfriend, I still say that it protects those that are serving. And that's, I mean, look, Clinton is the one who put it into play in the first place. Now, of course, he's saying it's a bad idea and he'd like to see it repealed, the former president. But it's not happening now. And I think this does hurt some of the Democrats when it comes to how people vote, because your very, very liberal people are getting really disappointed in what they're seeing. All the things that were supposed to happen so far have really not happened other than health care reform. 800-259-5791. We'll take some on the flip side. Stay with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words,
don't ask, don't tell. 60 votes weren't there, so it doesn't move forward. In fact, only 56. This is a big deal, because this was a major, major push of the Change You Can Believe In by the now President of the United States. So here's another piece of the puzzle that's been thrown off the table. There are a lot of people upset, and there are a lot of people who think this was the right way to play this. There was a reason that it was put into play in the first place. So there is some division over this, and if we were to read the tea leaves, eventually do I think that Don't Ask, Don't Tell gets repealed or overturned? I think we haven't heard the last of it, but it's not going to happen anytime in the very near future. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How you doing, buddy? Don't ask, don't tell. I mean, of course, you're in Canada, and you're looking at this through different eyes. But what say you?
Hey, as long as the person knows how to shoot a gun, throw a grenade, or fly a jet, I don't care who they sleep with.
Yeah, but do you think, when you think of military people and the order and what
right.
happens, and the reason Clinton pushed for this in the first place was so that people who were gay could feel like they didn't have to, in a different way, didn't have to suffer, you know, harassment or blowback, that they wouldn't be questioned. They wouldn't just be questioned about it.
Right. Yeah, because when you, think about it, I mean, let's say a male came out in his platoon.
Right.
You might have some, you know, some guys are saying, well, he's weak, let's beat him up so, you know, so badly that he might leak. He might leave the military, or he might request a transfer, you know, whatever. So, and same thing, you know, let's say with a female outfit, you know, a lesbian would come out. So, I mean, I think that's why Clinton put it in, so because you could, you know, because, you know, for gay people to be in the military, I mean, don't ask, don't tell. Like you said, it's not, you know, Clinton put it in so they could have some military people, and the gays and lesbians and bisexuals could feel at ease without having to worry about, you know, like I said, people from that platoon beating them up or asking questions
that would lead, right. Even if they know. I mean, now, there have been other people that have come out, and there's been problems. There's been people who have lost stripes, that have lost jobs.
Right.
But then that's because it's out there, because they've outed it. And that's what somebody would tell you is the problem. Why can't they just live how they live, and that's it, end of story? Then there'd be people in the military that will say and go down that path that you kind of just went down.
Right.
Well, think about the testosterone, let's just take it from the male point of view,
right,
and the situations you're in, and also the background of some of the people in the military and whatever they bring to the table, and how does that play out on the front lines and
right,
the tanks, all that. And because why would a Democrat who certainly slants on the liberal side, why would he have even brought it to the table in the first place, which it would have to get, it got the approval of Congress, but why would that have even been implemented?
This is true, and the funny part is, yeah, in other militaries, because I've seen it on some magazine shows, 60 Minutes did a story about a gentleman who worked for NATO. He was a colonel and was gay. So it proves, so what? If you, I mean, they, you know, they're, you know, officers, high-ranking officers. So, I mean, obviously it was more a liberal European country. I'm not going to mention which one. But I think in some cases you've still got the old, and like just to throw in one more thing, I think you've still got the old Bible belters who, you know, what it says in the Bible about, you know, being gay is a sin. So I guess maybe you'd have people from Bible Belt states who would beat gay people up for being gay and stuff. So.
Right, I mean, the certain stereotypes, and what you bring from your background to the table, and then ultimately on the battlefield.
Right, for sure. And Steve mentioned it to me, and because you know when Clinton first, you know, came out with it, he had asked a friend of his, "What's the Israeli army stand on, let's say, someone who comes out, unfortunately, or?" Fortunate as the case may be, they're kicked out of the army.
Really, if that's known?
Yeah, I don't know if it's changed since, but I think they do it probably for the safety. I would think maybe because, hey, he's gay, we don't need gay people. On the other hand, maybe I would, you know, I'm thinking do it for his safety, because, like I said, you might have this, you know, the male macho, because you said testosterone.
Right.
And I said, you know, being macho. And I would think they do it for his own safety too. But I mean, my attitude, like I said, my attitude before, I don't care who you sleep with as long as you know how to shoot a bullet.
Right. And I think there are definitely, certainly people that feel the same way. Absolutely, Sam. That it's about what can you do on the, what can you do to back me up? What are you doing to have my back? And that's it. Period.
Yeah.
End of story. Sam, we got to jam to some others. Thanks.
Take care.
Let's move on to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Okay, when Philip of Macedonia conquered Athens, he discovered amongst the dead a group of men chained together, and they was known as the Band of the Hand, and they fought to the death, being all gay.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were extremely good fighters. They won the respect of Philip because they throwed themselves upon his supposedly invincible phalanx and actually brought harm to many of his warriors, and they fought absolutely to the death. I think maybe if we could go to a situation where we had gays that were of their own element, their own group in the services, and allowed to participate, that might be one way to go. But, again, there is a situation now to where we've got this don't ask, don't tell.
Right.
And it was a way for Clinton to get the camel's nose under the tent and eventually make it unit cohesion that it didn't matter whether you were gay or not. But the thing is, with men in the field, they would rather have a guy that's straight than a guy that's gay, because you don't want some guy scheming on your butt while you're trying to fight off the enemy and you don't know who to shoot first. Same thing with the girls. I mean, you don't want some girl telling you that, gee, honey, you look good tonight, you know, and you're a girl, and, you know, she might be a sergeant and might have power over you, or an officer, or what have you.
So meaning the possibility of sexual harassment of the same
sex. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'll let you go now.
All right. Thanks for your two cents,
Captain.
Dan. All right. So Dan says, you know, that would be the problem. That's interesting. What about the harassment element? Is there somebody checking you out, whatever? Now, somebody who's gay would say, oh, that's ridiculous, because I know somebody straight. I'm not looking at them that way. And that's just, you're just heaping things on me. You're throwing out a stereotype that I'm looking at some guy, that I'm looking at his chest, that I'm looking at him in the shower or whatever. But there definitely would be some people in the military that would say, no, no, no. I mean, it's the same for men and women. So why wouldn't it be the same for same sex? Why wouldn't that be a concern? Here's what's also happened as a result. Because the Republicans blocked the bill to lift the military gay ban, pretty much now the bill is off the table. And that's also that whole defense policy bill. So that $726 billion, which would authorize the pay hike for the troops, that certainly was a popular program, and that's not happening. And the 93 law goes down, but so does the pay hike as well. And there's no time for real debate on this, let's face it, before November comes up, November 2nd. So the bill is going to languish on the Senate's calendar. It's going to just drop off after October, November. It's just going to drop off. There's no way they're going to push to make this an election issue. The Republicans aren't. And maybe the Democrats will do that. Maybe they're going to continue to push, but I don't see it happening. I already went into the rigmarole of the federal judge in a previous moment. We were talking about it. The federal judge in L.A. talking about it being unconstitutional. So does this start to go up the flagpole once again when it comes to the Supremes? Certainly. Recent polls, by the way, suggest that a majority of Americans, think about this, think the ban on gays in the military should be overturned. Is that you, America? Do you think it should be overturned? And like Sam said, who cares who somebody's sleeping with? Your thoughts, 800-259-5791.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Cuddling of the same sex in the military, unless they want to get the boot, because it's don't ask, don't tell, and it was not repealed. 56, the number of senators who wanted to move on for more of the discussion, that wasn't enough to push it through. You needed 60, so it was a Republican filibuster pretty much. What's happening as we move forward on this? Well, the Defense Secretary Robert Gates supports, he says, although he's a little vague, a couple of months ago, that he supported the president's goal of repealing it, but said that the process should move gradually. And the Pentagon decided that they were going to do a study of the effects of lifting the ban. What happens? You just don't lift this ban. What does it mean? What does it do to the military culture? So what will the Pentagon do, and what kind of, as far as recommendations? Because it's up to Congress. But we'll see when the recommendation comes forward. But that won't be until right before the end of the year. And they're not commenting on anything at this point. But clearly there was not 60 votes. That's what they needed to overcome the Republican objections and move this bill forward. In fact, Senator Susan Collins, who's considered a moderate Maine Republican, was pretty much seen as a crucial vote because she supported overturning the ban. But check this out. Collins sided with her Republican friends, arguing that the bill shouldn't advance because Republicans weren't given sufficient chance to offer up amendments to whatever the policy bill. You know, it was certainly wide-ranging, and they didn't have enough chance to do this. Democrats also failed to keep all of their party in place on this one, or in line. Senators Blanche Lincoln and Mark Pryor, both from Arkansas, voted with the Republicans to scuttle the bill. The official vote was 56-43, so that's four short of 60 to move under the Senate rules. I think that there would be some people that were surprised by this, because just the other day, Harry Reid was gloating that he thought he had 60 in the bag, but apparently he didn't. He was counting certainly not on Lincoln and Pryor. He's counting them on them being on board and Collins being on board, too, which did not happen. So now this will continue to go on, and how fast it goes through, for now being shot down, pardon the pun, it's off the table for right now. So what do you think, America, fair or foul? Should it have gone through, and this is just ridiculous? We live in a world of all kinds of people, so what if people of the same sex are having sex in the military? 800-259-5791, or no, this is good that it was blocked because there's not enough time to study it anyway. Let the Pentagon find out what they'll find out in the surveys. And it hurts the military culture. A couple of quick emails I got here. One from One Trick Pony. Hello, America, tonight. I gotta say, thank God they did not lift the gay ban. I got brothers in arms who are gay, and trust me, they would have been in big trouble if there wasn't don't ask, don't tell. You have to understand how the military operates. I did two tours in Iraq, and I think it would be disastrous if this was just wide open free-for-all. Okay, free-for-all, if you want to use that term. So he says, no, in the military, One Trick Pony is happy that the gay ban was not repealed. Then there's this one from Jake, who listens to us in Austin, Texas. And Jake says, almost every week I send at least a couple of emails, and I was kind of torn on don't ask, don't tell. I served in the military. As you know, I didn't personally know any gay people that I know of anyway. But I think if somebody's willing to put their life on the line, I know this goes against my usual hard right opinions, Kate, but why can't we let people just be people? If they're willing to have their heads blown off, why can't they serve openly? It doesn't make any sense to me, and it's very hard for me to say that because I was waffling on the issue in the beginning. Interesting stuff. You might want to throw in your two, 800-259-5791. There were lots of opinions flying around the Capitol and the Pentagon. Here's what General James Amos had to say about don't ask, don't tell.
I don't know yet what the impact on unit cohesion will be. I don't know yet what the impact of recruiting and retention will be in our combat readiness. There's nothing more intimate in life than combat.
All right, so the question is, or the quandary, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen here. If you remove it, what does that do to the culture, pretty much? That's what's being said. Does it alter it in a negative fashion or not? And it is true. I mean, your life's on the line every single day. How much do you trust and love in a different way the guys around you? Because, you know, you think of the people in the tanks and the IEDs and the horrific conditions, like in Afghanistan, crawling around those villages, now really being young negotiators for peace, since the rules of engagement are so cockamamie, they can't they don't know. I mean, when I say they don't know, they had to be very, very careful as to what's going on when they go into the villages. And there's snipers with rifles pointed right at their heads and their guts. So this is the way they're living every day. And it's not like they're playing beach volleyball out in the sand and those lovely temperatures in Afghanistan. They're working they're working crazy all the way through, desperate for any messages from people back home, even strangers. You know, we have a great listener, Izzy, in Missouri, and she talked on a previous show about sending packages and letters and stuff to people she didn't even know, you know, maybe a dozen or so, in that were in Iraq or Afghanistan, and this is it. They're longing for something to hang on to. So, in other words, the people around them are family. And in your family, and this is a good way to think about this, in your family, what would it be like if you had an openly gay person living under the roof and you had sort of law and order in the house? Would it disrupt the function or no? Hey, it's family. They're not hitting on me, so it's okay. Let's move to the Daily Salute. The Daily Salute goes to some veterans who got the Medal of Honor after they passed on. And more than 42 years ago, Air Force Chief Master Sergeant Richard Etchberger died in Vietnam on a mountaintop. So President Barack Obama on Tuesday awarded him the Medal of Honor, saying it's never too late to do the right thing. It's never too late to pay tribute to our Vietnam veterans and their families. He was an airman. He had three sons. They were at the White House for the ceremony. And, hey, for decades they had no clue about their father and what he did as far as the heroics. And they were heard different things, that is, that their father had died in a helicopter accident in Southeast Asia. And it turns out that when the Air Force declassified his father's story, they were completely stunned, because during the Vietnam War, and this is how it goes, troops weren't supposed to be in neutral territory. So Richard Etchberger and a handful of colleagues shed their uniforms in and posed as people, just regular civilians, to run a top secret radar installation high on top of a Laotian cliff, actually. And it was called, it had a name, Lima Site 85. And what they did was, this has to be so cool for his sons to know this now, what they did was they guided U.S. bombers to sites in North Vietnam and parts of the territory not far from that cliff under communist control. And the North Vietnamese, of course, wanted to eliminate that installation. And on March of 1968, the soldiers succeeded in scaling the precipice of it and launching an attack. So he was definitely a hero. There's no question. Who knows how many lives he probably saved and all of the incredible things that he most likely did to save his colleagues. And he was a technician. He picked up an M16 rifle. He didn't really know how to use it, and he protected his colleagues. That's what he did, and that's how he died on that mountaintop. So I have to say, that's got to be the Daily Salute, no question about it. What a brave guy, and how great for that family to know that, to get that Medal of Honor. Great stuff. Richard Etchberger, the military's highest award for bravery. All right, coming up on the flip side, we've got Bad Boys. Talk about a 180, huh?
The
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is a guy who you've seen in the news, probably. You tuned in and listened to him blather on and on. It would be Larry Summers. Yeah, Larry Summers. He would be one of the economic advisors for the White House. He's leaving. He's the top advisor, in fact. He's going back to Harvard University at the end of the year. And he's the former Treasury Secretary who led the National Economic Council. He's going to return to academia. He probably said, "Ah, screw this politics. I'd rather worry about publishing and not perishing on the academic front than being destroyed on the national scene, constantly getting hammered by talk show hosts and other people in the media for what we're not doing on the economic front." I thought Summers did a terrible job. You know, Obama said he was brilliant with his experience and his judgment and all that other stuff, and that over the past 2 years he's helped us from the worst recession since the 30s to all this renewed growth. And, yeah, we still have work ahead of us to repair the damage done by the recession, but he was a wise counsel. I'd have to disagree. I think Summers really missed the boat on a couple of things and executed some very poor judgment. So you got congressional elections 6 weeks away, and you have polls out, like the CNN opinion poll, that shows that 60% of Americans disapprove of the way the administration, meaning 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, is handling the economy. Fewer than 20% had a positive view of the conditions, so that doesn't bode well for what Larry Boy did during his stint in trying to so-called fix the economy along with Tim Geithner. What would have really made my day is if Tim Geithner, who's another bad boy, if he could have just gotten out of there too, that would have been a 1-2 punch. And who knows, Geithner still could be gone. But I think that I think Summers leaving is a good thing. I mean, he was somebody you saw, like I mentioned, occasionally on the Sunday shows in the media or, you know, whatever. He ran the Treasury during the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act that allowed commercial banks to get involved in investment banking, which, of course, contributed partially to the financial crisis. And he ignored a push for tougher regs on those derivatives that also were very costly to this country. And, of course, because he's helping his part of the boys' club on Wall Street. And that's the problem I have with Tim Geithner, too. They couldn't really separate themselves and cut the umbilical cord. That's why I think that both of them were big mistakes. So Summer's gone, nothing yet as far as Tim Geithner's concerned. All right, we have another in our bad boys file. In fact, a couple of people. Big news from the Vatican. Ooh, tough times at the Vatican. First, you have all the scandals with the molestation of the young boys across America for all the decades and the priests being reassigned, and then also that happening overseas. And now there's a money laundering investigation at the Vatican Bank. You know, the Vatican is its own separate entity, so it's got Vatican police, Vatican rules, the whole thing. But the Italian police are investigating the bank over possible violations of the laundering of a bunch of money. Another Italian bank alerted Bank of Italy to these two Vatican bank transactions that didn't comply with the anti-money laundering requirements. So when the Bank of Italy, when their investigators told legal people about the transactions, they were told that the judicial authorities were ready to investigate it. I mean, it's pretty baffling at this point, and that's what the Vatican is saying, that by the public prosecutor's action, and they call it the Holy See, aiming for complete transparency in its financial operations. There's nothing transparent. There is nothing transparent, really. It's like a sleight of hand when it comes to what goes on in the Vatican. Because, I mean, here's the thing. It's the most secret bank in the world. So how do you find out how much money the Vatican controls? You know, they have all kinds of real estate holdings. They are huge, huge landholders. But what prompted the red flags were the wire transfers and asking the Vatican Bank, asking the Bank of Italy to carry it out. You know what the wire transfers were for? About $26 million, and that was one, and another one for $4 million. Altogether, so $30 million. So, what was the $30 million for? Remember, there was a push by the Holocaust survivors to sue the Vatican Bank in the U.S., but it failed. A U.S. court ruled that the Vatican had sovereign immunity and wasn't subject to lawsuits filed in the U.S., but the Vatican Bank was created by an order of the Pope to carry on activities for pious causes. What do you think the pious causes are? And how much money do you think the Vatican Bank has? I couldn't even venture a guess as to how much money is in the Vatican Bank and who they've had to pay off in the past. Let's just say I'm cynical when it comes to that. I'm thinking that there's more than meets the eye. That might be the best way to say it. All right, so in the top of this for the Bad Boys, I mentioned Larry Summers leaving at the end of the year. Then you've got, of course, the Rahm Emanuel situation. So who replaces Rahm Emanuel? That's a big chief of staff position. And who else knows who will leave in this current administration? I mean, that's the deal. That's part of when you're inhabiting the landscape of the White House. You lose a few and you win a few. But I would contend that Obama would have better served his own cause if he hadn't put especially Tim Geithner in the position that he's in, because he's not the right guy for the job, not with the connections that he really can't sever to Wall Street. And some people would say, well, you know, having the connections is might help him actually in being able to understand and do what he's doing, but that's the opposite. I think it's trying to protect, let's say, future favors that are floating around out there, future marks. And that's why I think Geithner wasn't right, and that's why I think Summers wasn't right. And I gave you some specifics on Summers. So gone at the end of the year. And this is a quick reminder on a couple of things. One, we're taking the show on the road. We're going to be in Tampa, Florida. And the reason we're going to be in Tampa, Florida, very timely, because you still have the salmonella problem that expanded by leaps and bounds, sadly, for 1,500 plus people who ended up getting sick, and then the recall of 550 million eggs. So now you've got these Iowa farms. They were completely linked to the whole thing. They're blamed for it. They're expected to apologize during a House committee hearing on Wednesday. Wednesday, I'll be in Tampa. The Egg Safety Board has invited a scientist and a few other people to talk about the egg process. I'm going to tour an egg farm, and we'll get the particulars on what's happening as far as the processing of our eggs, and how safe are they, and what new precautions may start to take place. I mean, how did this happen continuously on these two Iowa farms when they had many, many violations? And we know part of the problem is not enough inspectors. But we'll see what we can uncover when we go on the road with America Tonight. That's Wednesday, and really Thursday, when we'll be out in the field talking to farmers and various people about the egg process and where the biggest risks are and what's being done to make sure as much as possible we don't have another outbreak like we had a month ago as far as our eggs are concerned. Any thoughts? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself. Thank you. Don't mention it.
You will respect my authority.